We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this podcast episode was produced. SBS pays our respects to the Cammeraygal people of the Gurungay Nation and their elders past and present. We also acknowledge the traditional owners from all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders land you are listening from today.
I'm 37 years of age on 23rd of February last, and I have never written to my father's people before.
Someone's tapping on my shoulder again to say, come and look for me. This has been 3 generations, and here it is again.
He was not known where he has gone. We are thinking that perhaps he has left for UK.
I'm just glad. I can die happy now knowing that my family found me.
Have you ever wondered about where your ancestors came from? In Australia, most of us are from different backgrounds. Many of us have ancestors that came from other parts of the world. But even knowing that, most of us would never expect someone to knock at the door and say they are the missing branch of your family. This story is an emotional roller coaster of a person who found a missing branch of their family after 120 years. Yes, 120 years. You're listening to The Lost Man, a story about the search for family across continents and generations. My name is Afnan Malik. I'm from Pakistan, but have been living in Australia since 2017. I come from a village called Tattapani, which literally translates to hot springs. It's about 200 kilometers north of Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. It's a tourist spot in Pakistan-administered Kashmir. It is a mountainous area with hot springs flowing into the river. The water is so hot that it can boil an egg. In May 2022, a person from my village got in touch and asked me to help find descendants of his great uncle who came to Australia sometime around 1895.
My name is Mumtaz Ahmed. I am grandson of Ali Bahadur Khan, who left for Australia without any specific mind that where he had to go at the time when he left Pakistan.
Mumtaz lives within walking distance from my home, but I only usually see him on festive occasions like weddings or Eid. He was born in 1953, so he is almost 70 now. He was a kid when he heard about his granduncle who left for some western country in 1895. Mumtaz told me that he was bound for the UK, but somehow he ended up in Australia. One of 3 brothers, he was the only one to leave the village. His name was Ali Bahadur Khan. I will refer to him as Ali later on. You may also hear him as A.B. Khan.
My grandfather's brother, Mr. Ali Bahadur Khan, for making his fortune, left for unknown place. He was not determined to go to Australia. Perhaps he was intending to go to United Kingdom then. He left for Karachi, and thereafter he was not known where he has gone. We are thinking that perhaps he has left for UK. But after about 10 to 15 years, a letter came from Australia, Brisbane, in which my father came to know that his uncle is now residing in Brisbane.
Mumtaz has a very good memory, and he remembered everything that his father and uncle had told him. The stories about his granduncle were famous in the family. Mumtaz says that his father and uncle got along very well, but after a while, the letters between them stopped. After about a decade, his father received a letter from a person claiming to be Ali's son in Australia.
His son, named Ayub Ali Bahadur Khan, wrote some letter in the year 1934 that he wants to keep relation with his friends, with the relative of his father in India. I'm talking of 1934. That time, India has not been divided.
Mumtaz still has that letter, which he kept after his father died in the 60s.
You wrote to my father some time ago, Ali Bahadur Khan, your uncle, wishing to hear from some of your cousins. I, Ayub Ali Bahadur Khan, now have the privilege of answering your letter, as I have got the address from my father lately, where to write to. I'm 37 years of age on 23rd of February last, and I have never written to my father's people before, mainly on account of not knowing where or who to write to.
The letter is incomplete. Only two pages of the letter have survived the last 90 years. But Mumtaz has some other clues. Another two letters from Ali's son and a pocket watch, which his granduncle sent to his father in the 1920s. According to Mumtaz, the watch is quite expensive and they have had it since the 1920s when Ali sent it back to Pakistan.
He suddenly wrote the letters and sent some valuable article like a pocket watch, a gold-plated pocket watch, very beautiful one, which was received by my father after paying 26 rupees as its custom duty. And he collected that pocket watch from the big city of India known as Poonch, now Indian-held Kashmir.
26 rupees sounds like a very small amount. But if we convert this to today's currency, it's about 500 Australian dollars, which was a lot of money for them at that time. Mumtaz told me that although his granduncle was in contact in the start and was sending different gifts like the watch, he's confused about why he broke the contact. Mumtaz thinks that it might have been religious differences. He has heard family members talk about such things. His elder brother was a clerk in the army and tried to search for family in Australia in 1953.
To the Chief Commissioner of Police, Brisbane, Australia.
The commissioner replied, acknowledging the family's residence in Queensland. But when the Mumtaz's brother wrote and asked for their contact details, he did not receive the reply.
Hope you would very kindly further help me by furnishing their details and correct addresses.
Over the years, Mumtaz has often wondered what happened.
My elder brother, Mr. Ata Hussain, wrote a letter to Commissioner Brisbane to find Mr. Ali Bahadur Khan or Ayub Ali Bahadur Khan, and where from we came to know that some of them are alive.
There was no further conversation between the cousins after the 1940s. Though Mumtaz and his family tried to save the clues, many of the letters between the families have been lost. Those that remained were preserved by Mumtaz. He had a gut feeling he would one day need them to find his family. He knew that Ali had children in Australia, but the question was where? Where would he even start looking?